Your tea.
Oh, thank you, Jeeves. It's just right as usual. I've said it before and I'll say it again, Jeeves. You're an amazing cove. So dashed competent in every respect.
Thank you very much, sir. I endeavour to give satisfaction.
And how's the weather this morning, Jeeves?
Exceptionally clement, sir.
It is a juicy morning. You were right. It is spring and all that.
Yes, sir.
In the spring, Jeeves, a livelier iris gleams upon the burnished dove.
So I have been informed, sir. Mr. Little rang up on the telephone a few moments ago, sir. I informed him that you were not yet awake.
Well, bingo, Little.
Yes, sir. He mentioned that he had a matter of importance to discuss with you, but confided no details.
Oh, I expect I'll be seeing him at the club.
No doubt, sir.
Anyway, Jeeves, not likely that anything Bingo describes as a matter of importance will turn out to be really so frightfully important. I expect he's discovered some new brand of cigarette he wants me to try or something like that.
Very probable, sir.
I'm not going to spoil my breakfast by worrying about it, Jeeves. And after breakfast, if you'll bring me my Wanjee, my yellowish shoes and the old green Homburg, I shall go into the park to do pastoral dances and feed the ducks.
Very good, sir. I shall attend to the matter immediately.
Thank you, Jeeves. I'm not much of a ladies' man myself. Not like young Bingo, who's perpetually falling in love with someone or other. But on this particular morning in the park, it seemed to me that what I really wanted was some charming girl to buzz up and ask me to save her from assassins or something. So that it was a bit of an anticlimax when I merely ran into Richard Bingo Little himself, looking perfectly foul in a crimson satin tie decorated with horseshoes.
Hello, Bertie. Bingo! My God, man! The cravat! The gent's neckwear! Why? For what reason?
Oh, the tie.
Yes, the tie.
I was given it.
Oh. Well, how are you?
Fine.
And, your Uncle Mortimer?
Fine.
Still dishing out the allowance?
Yes, fine.
Jeeves tells me you want to talk to me about something, Bingo.
Eh? Oh, yes. I say, Bertie.
Hello.
Do you like the name Mabel?
No.
No?
No.
Oh. You don't think there's a kind of music in the word, like the wind rustling gently through the treetops?
No.
Oh.
Come on, tell me all. You've fallen in love again, haven't you?
Well, I,
Who is she?
Well, Bertie, actually, she's, Well, look, you'd better come along and meet her at lunch.
A ripe suggestion, Bingo, not to say fruity. Where are you meeting her? At the Ritz?
Near the Ritz, Bertie. Yes, definitely near the Ritz. In fact, pretty well adjacent, Bertie.
He was geographically accurate. About 50 yards east of the Ritz, there's one of those blighted tea and bun shops you see dotted about all over London, and into this, if you believe me, young Bingo dived like a homing rabbit. And before I had time to say a word, we were wedged in at a table on the brink of a silent pool of coffee left there by an early luncher. Bingo, you're not going to lunch with the girl at this godforsaken eatery.
Shh, Bertie!
Look, if you're hard up, Bingo, I don't mind.
No, Bertie.
It is a bit.
Shh! Here she comes.
Good morning. Can I take your order?
Where, Bingo?
Hello, Mabel.
Hello, Richard.
You see, I'm wearing the tie, Mabel.
Yes, it suits you beautiful.
Bingo!
Mabel, this is Bertie Wooster, a pal of mine. We were at school at Oxford together.
Pleased to meet you. Nice morning.
Fine.
What's it going to be today, then, Richard?
Oh, Mabel. Yes. I think I'll have a cup of cocoa, cold veal and ham pie, slice of fruitcake and a macaroon. Same for you, Bertie.
What? No. I'll have,
How about a bit of, hot steak pudding with a sparkling limado to wash it down?
No, Bingo, no. I'll have a roll and butter and a small coffee.
Right, thanks. Cold veal and ham pie, slice of fruitcake, macaroon.
Well, Bertie?
That's Mabel.
Yes.
Very nice.
You don't think she's the most wonderful girl you ever saw?
Oh, absolutely. Where did you meet her, Bingo?
At a subscription.